The publisher of the long-running Newtown Bee has announced the suspension of the weekly print newspaper. It's just one of the local publications that's become a casualty of the economic uncertainty surrounding coronavirus. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
The Newtown Bee won't print and distribute a weekly paper until further notice, breaking a tradition that stretches back to 1877. To Rich Hanley, smaller daily and weekly publications like the Bee represent the wing of the media industry most vulnerable to the virus's grip on the economy. Hanley's an associate professor of journalism at Quinnipiac University. He says print advertising is evaporating during the pandemic, exacerbating a trend toward online ads.
This is the big asteroid hitting. This is the asteroid that's going to be the, as many have described it, extinction event for many local newspapers, because we don't know when this advertising is coming back. We don't know if these news organizations are going to be back because of it.
In an email, the editor and publisher of the Bee tell Connecticut Public Radio that while printing is on pause for the safety of the staff, they'll try to keep their audience informed on local news via their website. Hanley says COVID-19 could push some newspaper companies to go fully digital or shut down altogether, creating the potential for news deserts.
That is an area of once circulating newspapers that no longer circulate, leaving the people in these communities without a objective, balanced source of information.
Also announcing an indefinite suspension of print recently, the weekly River East Bulletin that comes out of Glastonbury. Because more people are working from home now, the Hartford Business Journal is discontinuing its print service temporarily. And for the time being, the Lakeville Journal says it's cutting back printing to mitigate COVID-19 exposure to the people who deliver the paper. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.